From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest report on unemployment shows a surge in hiring in May. 431,000 new jobs were created. That's the largest monthly gain in 10 years. The jobless rate declined a bit to 9.7%. But the vast majority of the new hires last month were temporary workers employed by the government to help with the census. Given that, economist Hugh Johnson with Johnson Illington Advisors says the numbers are somewhat disappointing.
Yes, the economy continues to add jobs, and that's sort of good news. At the same time, doesn't add jobs at the pace that we saw in the prior 2 or 3 months.
NPR's Tamara Keith reports census-taking jobs are not the only temporary work being grabbed up by unemployed Americans.
For months, one of the strongest categories of job growth has been temporary help services. 57-year-old Ralph Fuhr recently took a temp IT management job after being unemployed for nearly 6 months.
Right now, the contract's supposed to go through the end of August. They may have some more work after that, but obviously there's no guarantee.
Fuhr loves the job, except for one thing. It's in Iowa, and Fuhr and his family live in Connecticut.
It seems like you've got to go where the job is and where that opportunity is at that moment. Just like this one's not going to last forever, it's just at this particular time.
So he's staying in a furnished apartment and only getting home every 3 weeks. But Fuhr needs this job. His wife was just laid off from her job as an elementary school teacher. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Oil is still spewing into the Gulf of Mexico despite the placement of a cap on the wellhead by BP engineers, but BP executive Doug Suttle says some of that oil is coming from vents on the device that will be closed over the coming days. So he's hoping the cap will eventually capture maybe 90% of the oil flow.
That would be the goal. We want to get a lot more flow than we got with the riser insertion tool. We want to stop this oil from spilling to the sea. And I think this option, this plan we're pursuing right now could capture the vast majority of that.
Suttles was on CBS's Early Show. President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast today, his third trip to the region since the spill began. Japan's ruling party has chosen a new prime minister for the country. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, he's a former finance minister who has a reputation as a straight talker and fiscal conservative.
"My task is to rebuild this nation," Naoto Kan told party members. Japan's new Democratic Party leader emphasized the need to kickstart economic growth and regain popular trust by cleaning up politics. He described the U.S.-Japan alliance as the cornerstone of our diplomacy. The last prime minister, Yukio Hatoyama, stepped down on Wednesday over a row over U.S. bases on Okinawa and a political funding scandal. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Stock futures trading indicates the market will open sharply lower. This is NPR News. Rescue crews in the capital of Bangladesh are working to retrieve more bodies from the site of a fire that killed at least 114 people today. The victims included 15 members of a wedding party. More than 100 others were injured. Authorities say the blaze was triggered by the explosion of an electrical transformer. The country will hold a national day of mourning tomorrow for those killed in the blaze. The Los Angeles Lakers have won the first game of the NBA Finals. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Los Angeles that the defending champs out-muscled the Boston Celtics 102-89.
In 2008, the Lakers couldn't match the Celtics' physical play. L.A. was given the dreaded soft label, which has stuck even though the Lakers won the NBA championship last year. Thursday night, the Lakers refused to say their aggressive performance on offense and defense was a statement, but numbers told the story. A 42-31 rebounding advantage for L.A. Only 5 fast break points for Boston, a sign that the Lakers were hustling back on defense. And then there were the numbers for L.A. power forward Pau Gasol. Singled out for his lack of physical play in the 2008 finals, Gasol had 23 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 block shots last night.
"I was ready. I liked the challenge, and I'm ready to step up and play."
Game 2 is Sunday in Los Angeles. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Low-cost European airline EasyJet says it will be outfitting its aircraft with radar capable of detecting volcanic ash. The airline says the equipment to be installed in the tail assemblies of the planes is designed to detect any airborne ash within 100 miles. The goal is to prevent any repeat of the virtual shutdown of European airspace last month caused by ash from a volcano erupting in Iceland. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.